This is the last will and testament of me, Ernest John Halibut, of 14 Pebble Lane, Lower Blenkintop, Blenkintop, Lancashire. I am of sound mind, reasonably, and hereby revoke all former testamentary dispositions made by me.
Green Fingers by Kevin Wong, with Jane Hazelgrove as Lucy, Roy Hudd as Roy, Jason Doan as Gordon, and David Holt as Malcolm.
Your lunchbox is on the kitchen table, Dad.
Right.
I've put in an apple turnover, so mind you don't squash it. I'm off to work now. Bye.
Lucy?
Yeah?
When are you home tonight?
Don't worry, I'll be back in time to make your tea.
My allotment, my potting shed, spade, shovel, fork, wheelbarrow, and various other tools and implements contained therein, I bequeath to my granddaughter, Lucy.
Dad, you've not paid the gas bill again. Dad? Oh, I'd best sort it myself. What's this? Potter and Appleby solicitors. Miss L. Halibut. Two Eccles, three Eclairs and six Barnes. £2.75, please. Thank you.
Right, there's your tin loaves. Hey, Lucy, when are you going on break?
11.30. Julie's off first. She's booked in for a pedicure.
So, shall I take mine with you?
Go on, then.
I'll try and make it. Only Arthur's got me finishing up sausage rolls and pasties for lunchtime rush.
And it says in this letter that I'm entitled to keep on his allotment.
Well, that's handy.
Is it?
Well, for growing in that.
What do I want with an allotment, Gordon Penrose? I'm 20. I've got the world at my feet. And I should have. Going by what it says in Elle magazine. I could be a babe or a dot-com entrepreneur. Instead, I'm serving up Manchester tarts and making sure I don't knock the cherries off the top of mini bakewells when I put them in paper bags. I need something different. I want to be somebody. I need...
That flash of light on the road to Damascus.
No, I don't think so. You just don't understand, Gordon. You're a man, I'm a woman.
Sorry. Here, I sneaked you a nice bun.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, they're starting a garage techno extravaganza night at Toffs every month. Do you fancy going? Tickets are sold out for the first two, but I can try for the one after.
Oh, it sounds good. Do you fancy coming with me to have a look at my granddad's allotment?
When?
After work.
I can't. My dad's got a warden's meeting at church, then he's off for his social at the Upper Blenkintop Gardening Society. The mayor's going, and my mum's down for evening shift at library. I've got to be in keeping my eye on Sandra, otherwise she'll be watching The Simpsons and won't do her homework. Sorry.
It's all right. Stop apologising for everything. I'm not your dad. Excuse me?
Hello, lass.
I'm looking for an allotment.
Oh. Well, you've come to the right place.
It's me granddad. Well, it was.
Hey, you must be Lucy.
I am. But how did you know?
You've got the Halibut eyebrows.
Pardon?
Unmistakable. Roy Battersby. I've known your granddad for 65 years. He were right proud of you.
Me? How? I haven't seen him in years. I didn't even know he'd died. First I knew, I got this letter this morning.
Mr. Appleby from Potter and Appleby.
How did you...
Yeah, nice fella. Likes his begonias. Not my kind of flower, but, well, each to his own.
I thought I'd come up here and take a look at his allotment. I've inherited it. I don't think I'm going to keep it on, though.
Are you not?
I don't know the first thing about gardening. What am I going to do with it?
Grow things. Your granddad's already got things he started. They just need looking after. I've been doing a bit since he passed on, but, well, I can't manage it all. Your granddad chose you.
What do you mean?
He chose you above all others to take on his patch. It means you've got the gift.
What gift?
Green fingers. All your grandad had to do was walk past a Clematis Montana and I swear it'd perk up.
Don't be daft. What gift? I can't keep cut flowers in a vase for more than a day without them wilting. And I've tried adding a pinch of sugar and a drop of bleach like they said on that change in gardens.
Oh, you don't want to be watching that rubbish. You should stick to gardener's question time on the wireless. Hey, boys, this is Lucy Halibut. We've been waiting for you to come. We're relying on you to help us win back the Keeper's Trophy from the Upper Blinkintop Gardening Society at the show this year.
You've got to be joking.
Oh, look, your grandad's got his chrysanthemums and maras already started. They were his specialities. Lucy, you're Ernest's chosen one.
Don't be daft. You make me sound like Jesus. I only came up here to have a look. It's a nice view from here, isn't it?
Aye.
What time is it?
We're just after six.
Oh, God, I'm going to be late. I've got to go.
You'll come back, though.
I doubt it, Roy. I'm not anyone's chosen anything. I'm really not.
Oh. You said you'd have tea ready.
All right, keep your hair on. It won't take long.
Where have you been?
I've been to see Grandad's patch.
What are you talking about?
Dad, sit down for a minute.
What's all this about?
Don't get mad or anything. I've got something to tell you.
Have you been going behind my back and... Hey, this isn't anything to do with you and that boyfriend of yours, and now you've made a mistake.
Dad,
and you're
gonna shut up for a minute. I've had a letter through this morning. I read it on the bus. If I'd opened it at home, I'd have told you there and then.
Told me what?
It's from solicitors. Dad, Grandad's passed on.
What?
Look, I know you and him. It's like when I mentioned him when I was younger and you'd say nothing as if he didn't exist. You know, I don't even remember what he looks like. Not even his eyebrows.
What?
Nothing. He left me something in his will. That's why I got the letter.
When did he...
A month ago. He just passed away in his sleep. Went to bed. Never woke up.
And has he been buried
He's in the cemetery at Primrose Lane.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want you to know after you and him.
I'm his son.
You haven't seen him in years.
I still should have been told.
You've never said...
Said what?
I was on the bus and I'd just read the letter. Then it came to me. I've never had a granddad. It's funny saying it after all these years. You never told me why.
What were you doing up at them allotments?
He's passed on his potting shed and all his tools to me. I've got first refusal for taking on his patch.
You're not to go down there again, do you hear?
Dad, I wasn't going to.
Ah, well, it's just as well. Oh... He was a stubborn old goat right to the end. Cut off his nose to spite his face.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to the cemetery.
After your tea. I'll come with you.
No, I want to go on my own.
It was my granddad as well. Not that I ever saw him.
I need to go now.
Have your tea and then go. He'll still be there. He's not going anywhere in a hurry, is he? Dad?
Dad?
Ah, Penrose Feast, product of my loins. Have you come to supply assistance?
Not really, Dad. Oh. Well, your chrysanthemums look nice, yeah?
Good of you to express an interest.
Dad, can I borrow some money?
What for?
I'll give it you back on payday.
What for?
Well, two tickets for a concert.
What type of concert?
Well, they're selling like hot cross buns at Easter.
I'm sure I don't care for the analogy.
I'll pay you back straight away, I promise.
I'll consider it. Your mother and I will have to talk.
Oh, she's all right about it. She said for me to ask you.
Who's the other ticket for?
Lucy from work.
Oh, her. Yeah, you should bring her around sometime so we can meet her.
Yeah, well, you know...
Does she go to church?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I hope you're not going to get serious about her. Young man at your age, you've the world to conquer yet. me tell you this. Women, with the exception of your mother, of course, are a distraction.
Dad? Dad?
Yes?
Did you find the grave?
Yes.
I should have come with you. Your tea's gone cold now. I'll put it in the microwave.
Well, I don't want any.
I knew you shouldn't have gone walking round cemetery on an empty stomach.
I'm all right. Just leave me.
I'll make you some tea.
Mrs. Paternoster's Autumn Kings are going to be ready in time for the show.
Oh, good.
Mr. Dancer's almost certain to win the Rosette again for his Mary's Pipers.
Excellent. I think we have our show team ready, primed and waiting.
And if I may say, Mr. President...
Oh, how many times, Alcock? I'm president of the Gardening Society, not one of them tinpot countries.
Of course, Mr. President. I think your marrows and chrysanthemums are coming on just nicely. Even if Ernest Halibut were entering this year, which he's not, I still think you'd win hands down.
I do too, Alcock. One shouldn't gloat over the dead.
I'm going.
Hello, Malcolm. Remember me?
What do you want, Mr. Battersby?
Is Lucy in?
No.
Dad, if that's Gordon, tell him I won't be a minute.
Can I talk to her?
No.
Dad, did you hear what I... Roy?
Can I have a word, Lucy?
No.
Dad, I'll sort this. Go on.
I don't want you putting funny ideas in her head, Mr. Battersby.
Dad!
All right.
Your granddad asked me to keep an eye on you. Just to make sure you do all right.
Roy, you know I said...
Great that... gardeners are born. Not made, Lucy. It's your inheritance. You can't turn your back on it.
I've told you. I don't know the first thing about growing stuff.
Try this. Here. Now, feel this compost.
Roy.
Go on.
Roy.
Smell it. And this one. And this one. Go on, just feel it.
Well, now what?
Which one would you use to pot this hydrangea?
I don't know.
Well, go on, guess.
Don't be daft.
Go on.
All right. This one.
You'd be right.
You're just saying that, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Roy, this doesn't mean a thing.
Hold this. It's Betty.
It's an old spade.
It were Ernie's. He called it Betty. Fits you like a glove. You were born to dig with that spade. Close your eyes. Go on, just feel it.
Feel what? Oh, this isn't happening.
Come up to the allotments, Lucy. Just try it, eh? There's no harm, is there? I'll help you. Have a go. It's what your granddad would have wanted. Just try it, eh?
I don't know, Roy.
I've always thought the best time for sowing is when you can break up soil easy and after an hour or two walk over it without it sticking to your boots. Or you could always try squeezing it in your hand. And if it crumbles when you touch it with your thumb, well, you know it's right.
No, you've no need to double dig for them.
So when should I plant these out?
Well, you just pinch them when they get so big. You want to encourage side shoots. Well, these, if you don't take leaves off, it'll be all leaves and no fruit.
So when do I need to put them in a bigger pot?
Well, when they get about so high.
Roy! I'm here, Albert. Do you want a brew?
No, I won't.
What's up?
The lads and me. We're concerned.
Oh, about what?
The garden show.
What about it?
Well, let me come straight to it. It's young Lucy Halibut. Now, we know you and Ernie were best mates, and, well, we're not saying he's wrong, but you've seen how things have been doing in his allotment since she took over. We all know folk who could come onto this plot now, and they could transform it. Good gardeners, too, with years of experience. They've been waiting for a patch for years. Well, let's face it. She's not going to be any help to us for the show.
I'm disappointed, Albert Donkey.
It's not about her or Ernie. It's about the show. I mean, it's not because she's a girl. That Percy Pringle is handy. He could come on here, take on that allotment, and really bring on those Chrysanths and the Maras.
I give my word to Ernie. I intend to keep it. I'm not saying that she's Charlie Titmarsh, but give her a bit of time and she'll be all right.
We have to think about the show.
I am thinking about the show, and so was Ernie. You know as well as me, he used to think of nothing else but. Even on his last days, he was still saying about how he was going to get that Keeper's Trophy back from those tops at the Society. Those shows haunted him. God, losing it once was bad enough, but again and again... Well, I don't mind telling you. He thought he'd failed you all. The only light he saw at the end of the tunnel was Lucy.
It's not just me, Roy Battersby. It's the boys. They all think the same.
Well, if they've got an opinion, they know where I am. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've some pricking out to do.
This mash is lumpy.
Don't be daft, it's all right.
It is, look, you try it.
I'm eating the same as you, there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't like it, you can cook it yourself.
Been like this ever since you took up at that allotment.
Don't be daft.
I don't know what your grandad was thinking about.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
And just because I want to do something a bit different, try out something, suddenly he's interfering with your tea and your laundry.
I've heard it's not working out.
What isn't?
You and growing things.
And how would you know, Mr. Greenfingers? Have you ever been up to the allotments?
Well, I did.
You mean no?
Well, no, but...
I want to give this a go, and that's that. At least my grandad had some faith in me. Now, do you want your pudding now or later?
Now, with your Maras... They like well-manured ground, all except your custard marrow, which just likes being plain awkward. Ordinary soil will do for them. You can plant marrows out from the end of May, but remember, they don't like the frost, so they need protection till middle of June. Now here's a trick. If you want marrows to keep pace with one another, just cut a V-shape into the stem of them as are growing too fast.
Do we have to watch this?
Shh, I'm trying to pick up tips.
I've hardly seen you since you've taken up at allotments.
Good gardening, and I hope the sun shines where you are. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. So, what do you think of me eccles?
Nice.
I made that one specially for you. Could you tell?
No.
Well, didn't you see? I sprinkled sugar on the top in an L shape.
Oh, I've eaten it.
Right, do you fancy pubbing it then?
What, now?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh,
come on, Lucy. We haven't been out in ages.
We went to the garden centre. Oh,
you know what I mean. Pubbing, drinking, young people stuff, you know. We haven't been in ages.
I suppose we haven't. Do you tell your dad you go pubbing?
No, he'd kill me.
You're 20 years old. Does he think you're Peter Pan or something?
Well, we don't really talk. He's always on about the church. Who's doing the readings, how they're not doing it properly. It's that or the gardening society. Looks like I can't get away from gardening these days.
You'll have to stop hiding, you know. You've got your own life.
I know.
Gordon Penrose.
Yeah?
Promise me you'll speak to your daddy. Go on.
Yeah, all right, I will. I don't have to do it right away, though, do I?
No. When you're ready, I suppose.
Good. Hey, you'll never guess what happened to me today. Well, you weren't in. But anyway, you know how Arthur's always going on about how he's baked more tinned loaves than I've eaten garden peas? Well, we're in the middle of our run this morning. I was doing small oatmeals and he was doing ordinary whites. Anyway, we pull them out the oven and mine were fine, like, but his were flat as oatcakes. He tried blaming me for messing up the mix. I had nothing to do with it. Anyway, he had to do his all over again. Lucy?
Hello, Mr. Mr. Donkin.
Afternoon.
Nice bit of sunshine.
Well, someone must make best use of it.
Is Roy around?
No, I think he's gone home for a bit of a rest. I see you and Chris Hans are looking a bit dry.
Well, that's what I come up for. I would have been here sooner, but we were late starting our tidying.
Well, you've got to be on it full time up here, you know.
I try and get here as often as I can.
Well, I don't mind telling you, it's not enough. I've told that Roy Battersby that there are plenty of people we all know who'd snap off his right arms to take on Ernie's patch. Now, they'd make a real job of it. Percy Pringle, from Lower Town.
I'm doing what I can.
Well, be that as it may, if you'll excuse me, I've some self-blanching celery to see to.
Hello, Lucy. Come in, come in.
Mr. Donkin said you'd come home.
Yeah, well, I'm not as young as I was. I was just putting on kettle. Do you want a brew?
You sit down, I'll do it. Have younger legs. Is this where you keep your tea?
Oh, aye. Here. Did you remember to do your quarter turns on your croissants today?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I saw Mr. Donkin.
Oh, aye.
He was saying that him and some of the others, they don't think I should be there.
Take no notice.
He was saying how it might be better if Percy...
No, not that one again. Percy Pringle's his wife's cousin's husband. Joan's been nagging Albert for years about it.
What about the others?
You leave them to me. They have nothing to complain about.
I'm not sure if I'm right, you know.
What?
Well, I've underwatered the lettuces. I've fed the tomatoes with the wrong kind of feed. They're growing more leaves than grass on the common.
Oh, look, you're just starting out. None of us turned out perfect gardeners from first day. It'll come to you. You've got it in you.
And what about the show?
Ah, we got a bit of time yet. Time for some good growing.
Roy?
Oh, thanks, love. You're a good girl.
Right. What happened with me dad and me granddad?
Well, I think you'd best ask your dad about that.
He's hardly spoke about it. Sometimes I feel a bit, well, you know, not quite right doing things on the allotment after what happened.
Well, it's between him and you, Lucy. I mean, you never know with you doing things at the allotments now. He might be more inclined.
I doubt it. Dad?
Shh.
Dad, I want to ask you something important.
What's the matter?
I've never really understood this. What happened with you and Grandad?
What are you asking for?
It was a big thing, wasn't it?
It shouldn't concern you.
I've got a right to know.
It was your Grandad. Anyway, it wasn't my fault.
What wasn't?
Well, that's all I'm saying about it.
You didn't speak to each other or see each other or anything like that for 17 years. How would it be if we didn't?
Don't be daft. I'd never...
Never what?
I'm not talking about it.
Well, no one will tell me. I asked Roy.
Roy Battersby? And what did he say?
He told me to ask you.
Oh, quite right, too. You shouldn't be going outside of the family asking questions like that.
Well, if you won't tell me...
Oh, you made me miss the ending now. Oh, did you see what happened?
Oh, Dad.
What? Ah, woodlice. The little beggars.
Hello, Mr. Donkin.
Afternoon.
Your onions are looking good for the show.
Well, when you know how. It takes years, you know, and dedication.
I'm doing my best to learn.
Right.
You all right?
It's nothing.
You've got mushrooms.
It's the wood lice. They're getting onto the beds. They're a bloody nuisance.
Why don't you try cutting a potato in half?
A potato?
You scoop out the flesh and put the shells onto the bed. You get the wood lice crawling into them and you can get rid of measy then.
Oh, what? I don't know. I'll think about it. And you best be seeing to your marrows.
Half a dozen doughnuts, please.
Ring or jam?
I'll have jam. What kind of jam is it?
I think they're all strawberry. Is that all right?
Haven't you got black currant?
I don't think so.
Only me Auntie Edith won't touch them unless they're black currant.
I'll ask.
You said you'd come out last night and you never showed.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry, Gordon. I got stuck in, the time just went.
Oh, well, it's not the first time lately.
It's just I've been busy at the...
The allotments, I know.
Have you got any blackcurrant donuts?
We did some today. They're over here.
Oh, thanks.
I've kept aside an eclair for you later.
I'm sorry, Gordon. I've got a meeting at the allotments tonight to decide who's exhibiting what at the show. It's coming up in a month's time.
Lucy, what about the garage techno night at Tufts?
Oh, God, is it tonight? I'm sorry, Gordon, I'll have to miss it.
I've had the tickets for ages. I only got them because you said you wanted to go. And I had to borrow the money from my dad and pretend it was for something else. Lucy.
I'm really sorry. I'll have to get back to the customer.
Lucy.
You're lucky. They made some with blackcurrant today. That's 150, please.
They are seedless, aren't they? Only Auntie Edith can't eat them if they've got seeds.
Invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Oh, well, well, well. Is that Penrose Feast?
All right, Dad.
All right, Dad. Is that the way to greet someone, let alone me?
Works for most people.
I don't want people saying of my son that he's joined the ranks of the mumbling masses.
Dad.
How many times? If you want to get on in life, you've got to shrug off this mantle of inarticulacy.
It's just an expression, Dad. Thousands use it.
Yeah. Why are you home so early? Your mother said you were going out to a concert with that girlfriend of yours.
We're not.
Oh, you can practice some hymns with me.
I don't think so. I'd rather listen to Boyzone. I'm going upstairs to feel unwanted and useless.
Is this self-pity I'm hearing?
It's Lucy.
Oh, women. The root of our ills. It all started with Eve.
It's not like that. She's getting obsessed with gardening. I hardly ever see her. It's since she took over her granddad's allotment. She's growing stuff.
Pardon? Stuff? What is stuff? Does it have a name?
Marrows, chrysanthemums, that kind of thing. She's hoping to exhibit at the show.
The show? She can't exhibit at the show. How long's she been doing it?
Not long.
Oh, well, she hasn't got a chance, my boy. Not a chance.
Well, her granddad was Ernest J. Halibut.
Halibut? You've never told me she was a halibut.
You never asked.
Well, that's it.
What's it?
Well, you're not to see her anymore.
What are you on about?
She's a halibut. You're a Penrose.
So?
So? It's like you're Joseph and she's the Pharaoh's servant's daughter.
Come again.
Evening,
Alcock.
Oh, evening, Mr. President.
I've just found out we might not be home and dry after all, vis-a-vis the Keeper's Cup.
Oh, really, Mr. President?
Ernest Halibut's granddaughter's taken on the old man's allotment. She's been nursing his chrysanthemums and his marrows and everything else. Ready for the show.
No.
We need intelligence, Alcock. We need to know.
I think I have a suggestion that might suit, Mr. President.
The chrysanthemums are just getting there now. Roy says he's going to help me choose the best incurves for the show vases so I know which ones I ought to be concentrating on. The reflexes, the ones where the petals curve down, they're all looking good for it. Hey, guess what?
What?
Albert Duncan actually came up to me yesterday and said,
I tried them potato shells like you said. They worked. You're all right, you.
Are you sure you put enough raisins in this Chelsea bun?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, well, now that you've got your granddad's allotment pretty much sorted out, you could leave it, couldn't you, like?
No, there's loads to do. What are you getting at?
Well, we hardly see each other now, do we? Just break times out in the square. To be honest, well, you're not fun anymore, Lucy.
Gordon Penrose, that's a horrible thing to say.
Well, you're not. And this gardening thing, it's gone to your head. It's taken over your life.
I'm actually beginning to enjoy it. I think I might be good at it. Is that so bad?
Anyway, my dad says I'm not to see you again.
Why? Is that what you want?
I hardly see you anyway, so there's not much difference, is there?
How can you say that? Here, you can stick this Chelsea bun right up your...
I didn't say I'd do it.
Just keep away from me, Gordon Penrose. Is that understood?
Lucy, you've watered them already.
Oh, you're right.
But you might want to tie over them leaves on the collies to keep the curves white.
All right.
Are you all here?
Yeah.
Come on, spit it out.
He's Gordon. He's acting like a right prat. We've split up.
Oh, it'll blow over.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not this time.
Here. Let me do the marrows. Give them a spot of water. You do the collies.
Oh, it's all right. I'll do it.
All right. I may be old, but I can still pull me weight round here.
Hello, Mr. Donkin.
You can call me Albert, you know.
Albert, how's your celery coming on?
Oh, I think it's on its way. They've got some good stems just about right.
Have you seen Roy?
Well, not since half hour ago.
Well, that's when I saw him. He was going to have a look at one of me collies that had gone ricey. Roy?
Well, I thought he was down at his patch.
Roy? He's there.
What? What's he doing lying in that bed of lettuces?
Oh, my God. Roy? Roy?
Well, where have you been? I've had to make my own tea.
Dad, I'm sorry.
I've left some for you, just in case you'd be wanting some, but that was hours ago. Suppose you've been up at the allotments again. You know, this can't go on. The cleaning's not been done. I can see that furry dust in corners. It's not been like this since your mother left. You're neglecting this house. You're neglecting me. And all for what? A couple of rosettes and a tin cup. It's not worth the effort.
Not to you, maybe.
He's done this deliberate as your grandad. He gave you that allotment just to spite me. Where do you think you're going?
I'm leaving.
Leaving where?
Here. I'm leaving home.
You can't.
I've had enough, Dad.
What do you mean?
Well, just so you know, I'm late because I've had to see Roy up to the hospital. He's had a heart attack.
Lucy!
At least I can see. What am I doing here? I don't really want to leave home, except I do. There's a rug in here somewhere. Is it on the top shelf? Oh, flipping heck. Sorry, Grandad. What are these? Ernest J. Halibut. Notes and observations.
Don't know why I'd not thought of it before. Them cotton buds they use for cleaning out babies' ears and things, they're ideal for just touching up the chrysanth heads, especially the reflexes, just to make sure all the petals curl round just right, so no light shows between them. Magic. Size isn't everything. Well, that's rich, isn't it, coming from someone who's been chasing it all his life. It is, and it isn't. It depends what you want. At the end of the day, enjoying your growing's what matters, and being appreciative of whatever you get, because it's a miracle these plants grow for you at all. I saw Lucy today.
Oh.
I'd ventured to Upper Town. She were coming out of school with her chums. She looked over at me just for a moment. I don't think she recognised me. Not consciously, anyway. She's a grand-looking lass. I wanted to cross over the road and say something to her, but...
Oh, Grandad. Oh. can see you, whoever you are. Keep away from those marrows. Oh, put that light away. Hey, hey. Oh, oi. Oi, come back here, you. Oh.
Lucy. Lucy.
Dad?
Are you all right?
Oh, I don't know. Am I?
They think you might just have a bit of concussion.
Oh, that's all right, then. What time is it?
8:10 in the morning.
Oh, I need to ring the shop.
I've called Arthur Brownlow. He knows you won't be in today. He's got the County Ground Green Bowls Championships for the rest of the week. He's got a big order on for scones.
Did you come up to the allotments last night?
I did.
Do you know if anything's...
It was dark.
Yeah, it was. I'll have to get up there today and check it for myself.
You're not going anywhere until the doctor says.
Did you see who it was?
No.
What were you doing there last night?
I was looking for you. I wanted you to come home. That's where you belong.
Dad, don't...
No, no, not like that. I wanted to say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry as well.
Aye. Well, I'll have to get on. Now, don't go anywhere. I'll ring in lunchtime and see what the doctor says.
All right. How are you?
Hey, Lucy. What happened to you?
Oh, I was brought in last night. It's just a bit of concussion.
What have you been doing?
It's nothing, really. Someone was up at the allotments. I caught them, but they pushed me over and ran off.
They're never...
Are you all right?
Yeah, they're keeping me in for tests. I'll be as right as rain.
You need to rest. And don't worry, I'll take care of your patch for you while you're here.
What about the show?
It'll be all right. As my granddad said, enjoy your growing. That's the main thing.
When did he ever say that?
He wrote it down. Last night I found all these notebooks he'd scribbled in. They're like diaries and gardening tips and just anything he thought about, really.
Well, the old bugger.
I rang up your garden last night.
What for?
Well, I thought you might have gone there.
Oh.
He told me that you and him have split up.
I split up with him.
Right.
Well, his dad wasn't happy about him seeing me. Especially now he knows I'm a halibut and I've taken over Grandad's allotment. Gordon tried to put me off carrying it on.
Oh, well.
Because his dad wanted him to.
I have a good mind to go and see Robert Penrose and give him a piece of my mind.
Let's just get home, eh, Dad?
So?
She didn't see me.
And?
I don't think we're going to have any trouble at the show, Mr. President.
What do you mean?
I've taken the necessary corrective action.
What? Have you done what I think you've done? You were only supposed to go and have a look.
Are you sure that's what you said?
Of course I'm sure, I'm sure. This isn't Henry II and Thomas of Becket, you know. You didn't harm anybody, did you?
Mr. President, I...
Gordon?
All right, Dad. Oh. I was on my way out.
Right, well, yes. Well, please continue, then.
That marrow were going to be the one for the show. Roy was definite that was going to be a winner.
It had a good size. Oh. Nice look on the skin.
Look at it. Split in two.
How are you with chrysanths?
Oh, my God.
Bloody vandals.
I can't show this.
Well, maybe there's something here, eh?
It's such a mess.
The lads are having an emergency meeting tomorrow. Will you say something?
Me?
Well, if your granddad were here, or Roy...
Well, what about you?
Me? Oh, no. I'm not one for speaking my mind. Not like that, anyway. They're worried about the show.
Well, what should I say?
I don't know. It'll come to you.
I thought I'd get y'all together. It's something me granddad would have done, I suppose. And Roy. But he's still in the hospital.
How is he?
Well, I saw him this afternoon. He's doing well. He said to say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Daft Abath.
Well, I'll tell him you said hello back. He don't want any more flowers. He's got enough to fill the whole ward. I know you've heard about the incident the other night.
Are you all right?
Of course she's all right. If she wasn't all right, she wouldn't be here. Let her get on.
Well, I just want to reassure you. I know you know there's been some damage done to some of the plots.
Did you see them?
Of course she didn't.
No, I didn't. The show plants and vegetables are all right. And the same with Roy's. We were lucky. Well, we've got a week to go to the show, so I suppose let's keep at it. And as me granddad said, well, he wrote it down, actually, enjoy your growing, and your growing will reward you.
Do you need any help?
I'm helping her. She's all right. And we don't need any help with Roy Battersby's, neither.
Well, thanks very much. Albert and me will manage between us. I'll give you a shout if we need an extra hand.
Who's going to come round to help us to pick the best for the show?
Your granddad used to do it.
Well, Albert and me will do it. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Well, I just thought I'd say that about the help, to stop them going round so they don't see the mess.
You're quite right, Albert. Gordon.
Oh, aye. Well, I suppose I'll see you later then.
Hi.
Hello.
I went to the hospital yesterday, but you'd already gone. I would have gone earlier, but we had this big order on for
County Crown Green Bowling Championships.
I didn't think it were possible for people to eat so many scones. I went to your house. Your dad was off with me. Look, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
You know, me dad and everything. Look, I want to help.
Help with what?
Whatever. I know you need help getting things sorted for the show.
It depends what we can use.
I can keep watch every night for you.
Don't be daft.
No, I will.
It's all happening tomorrow, is it?
You going to come?
No.
You might enjoy it.
I don't think so.
I found these notebooks when I was kipping out in the potting shed.
Oh, you best keep them then. They're part of your inheritance.
Is this one? You should probably read it.
What for?
Just have a look at it, eh, Dad?
There's no doubt in my mind, after all these years, chrysanths are the king of flowers, and dahlias the queen. I've not got many more growing years in me. I can't heave Betty around the way I used to. I know I've not been digging as hard as I did. I've been counting the years. What's the use of counting? They're all on missed times. If only I had the courage. It takes courage to say you're sorry. More than I ever thought, more than I've got. My time's up, I can feel it. You'd think that'd make it easier. What do I care? Why not just do it? But I do care. And I can't just do it. I can't think up words. I can't find the right words to say. I never thought it'd be this hard. All them prizes I've won and lost, all of them, they mean nothing now. I can't even go up to my own son and tell him two little words. I've not got the courage. What a man I turned out to be. Oh, Dad.
Who's there? Who's there?
Hello.
Oh, I thought you might have been...
I brought you some supper.
Thank you. Hey, it's nice up here. You can see for miles. You can see your house from here.
Where?
You see where the streetlights do a sort of zigzag? Well, if you count two sets of streetlights back, and then it's three lights to the left, just next to that one.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. I've been studying it every night as it's been getting dark. I can tell you which lights go on first. I can tell where the shop is and...
Thanks for doing this.
That shepherd's pie looks good. There's something I've been wanting to tell you. I know who was here the other week. You know, at night.
What?
Maybe I shouldn't say.
Who was it? Gordon?
Quentin Alcock.
Who?
His secretary of the Gardening Society.
And does your dad know?
Sort of.
Why haven't you told me before?
Because of me dad. I don't want him going to prison.
Well, why would he?
Well, it could be seen as an accessory to what happened to you. You won't tell anyone else, will you?
I can't work you out, Gordon Penrose. What do you want?
Will you come for a drink with me?
What am I doing now?
You know what I mean.
I'll think about it. Dad? You still up?
Sit down a minute, love.
You're right.
Maybe I should have told you years ago. Maybe I should have gone to see your granddad before, you know. He was a funny bugger. When I was a lad, mostly I remember him coming in and going out. He'd spend all his time at that allotment. He brought home some great vegetables, though, and flowers. The house was full of them. The first year he won the keeper's trophy for the allotment, he was so proud. Became a regular feature on the mantelpiece. I can't remember when he didn't have it. Anyway, he always had this thing about being from lower town and how folks should stay put in that. He took funny on me when I married your mother and we moved into this place in Upper Town. If my mum had been alive, then maybe she'd have made him see it differently. She was the only one he'd ever listened to.
Oh, I wish I had the chance to know her. I've not had much luck with grandparents.
Oh, she was a good woman. Your grandad was all right. It was just gardening was his life, and especially after she went. Then, I think you were three, your grandad took ill. It was in the run-up to the show. He asked me to look after things for him. He gave me instructions and everything. I'd never had much interest in the allotment, but I said, all right. Around that time, things were bad with your mum and me. Really bad. I went up there a couple of times. I did exactly what he told me to do, but was trying so hard to hang on to your mum, so I didn't go up to the allotment like I should have done.
You couldn't be everywhere.
Anyway, everything turned out wrong. The maras went soft and rotten. Chrysanth's all dried up. The pak choy, he had this thing for exotic veg. That was bolting like mad. And that was the year when the keeper's trophy went to Robert Penrose. And he's had it ever since, all these years. Your grandad accused me of letting him down. And I told him I was trying to save my marriage. And if I hadn't had to go up to the blooming allotments, I might have kept your mum. Your grandad never spoke to me again, and I didn't him. And now he's gone. And all I've got is his notebook.
You've got me.
Ah, so you've brought out the same onions you had last year, Donkin. You'll never win anything with those.
What do you know, Quentin Alcock? What are those?
They're leeks. Can't you tell?
They look like spring onions. You've entered them in for the wrong thing. The judges will need a magnifying glass to see them.
He Is that all right?
Let's see. Well, there's just that one petal on this one. Just pass me that cotton bud.
Right.
I'll just curl it down into place.
I'm deeply disappointed with you, Gordon.
I could say the same about you.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Lucy needed the help, especially after that intruder up at the allotments. You know, she had to go to hospital.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day when a Penrose turned on his own.
I've not. Not how you think.
And as for you, young woman, I wouldn't raise your hopes of winning anything. And as for your granddad's reputation, he was highly overrated, in my opinion.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Alcock, Mr. President. Will you stop that? I think we have a fight on our hands. The allotments are putting in strong showing.
I offered to go back, Mr. President.
That's enough of that kind of talk. Did you know Lucy Halibut had to go to hospital? She's got a bruise on her head. Was that you? I thought you said...
I can't discuss details, Mr. President. I've got my President Plums to see to.
Alcock! Alcock, come back here!
Well, thanks for bringing me.
It's all right.
You used to come to these when you were a lad.
Did I? I don't remember.
Yeah, your dad used to take you around and show you this and show you that.
Roy! Dad!
Hey! Hello, lad. I couldn't miss this, could I?
Oh, thanks for coming, Dad.
You've done a good job, Lucy. And thank you for helping, lad.
I've not done anything I shouldn't have, Mr. Halibut.
Hey, the judges are starting the rounds.
Hey, push right. Us over there, come on.
And the best leaps in the show goes to Albert Donkey.
Hey! Well done, Albert.
It was nothing, really.
Go on with you, Albert Donkey. You best not smile in case your face cracks.
A return to form, you might say, for Albert, who's not done so well. Second prize for best three dahlias in the show goes to Roy Battersby.
Oh, well done, Roy!
First prize goes to Robert Penrose from the Upper Blenkintop Gardening Society.
Well done, Mr. President.
And now for the big one. Best bloom in the show. I know the judges had a hard time with this one, but in the end... they made their choice. Best bloom in the show goes to Lucy Halibut. Yay! Which means that the Keeper's Trophy has a new home, at least for the next year, with the allotment holders.
Your granddad would have been so proud.
Oh, I know.
So are you going to keep on with this then?
For a bit.
Good for you.
What did I tell you, Alcock?
Next year can't come too soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I suppose you deserve it. Excuse me. Alcock. Alcock.
Mr. President?
About the allotments. After what you did, you might want to consider your position in the society.
What do you mean exactly, Mr. President?
What about the chrysants?
They'll still want watering for a while yet. We'll take some cuttings from roots in a month or so's time for next year.
Are you busy?
Hello, Roy.
Hey, your lamb's lettuce is looking good, Malcolm.
Oh, just giving it a try.
Your dad would have been proud.
You reckon?
I think he's getting into it. He won't admit it.
Here, have you heard about Quentin Alcock?
Oh, from the Gardening Society.
He's resigned as secretary. But I heard they booted him out.
What for?
Well, some funny business, apparently. And how's your Gordon?
He's all right. Arthur's made him master baker in charge of cakes for special occasions.
Hey, go on.
He's got 5 birthdays and 2 weddings to do for next week. Arthur's even allowed him to try out a couple of his own designs. He's doing one that's shaped like a chrysanthemum.
The old patch is looking grand. Mind, there's a bit of weeding to be done in odd corners. It's nice to see they're looking after Betty. I was right about our Lucy. She's got the makings of a champion grower. And Malcolm, Well, I knew he had it in him. When it comes down to it, green fingers run in our family like beans up poles.
In Green Fingers by Kevin Wong, Lucy was played by Jane Hazelgrove, Roy by Roy Hudd, Gordon by Jason Doan, and Malcolm and Ernest by David Holt. Albert was played by Stephen Thorne, Robert Penrose by Christopher Scott, Quentin Alcock by Gavin Muir, and the various gardeners, customers, and announcers by Alex Trinder. Green Fingers was directed by Tracy Neal.